Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi is continuing in the first chapter of Nedarim, the second Mishnah. Yesterday we started off by mentioning there are kinuyim, there are nicknames or synonyms for Nedarim that are legally binding if someone uses that term instead. Now Mishnah Bet will tell us some examples. Ha'omer lechavero, a man says to his fellow, konam, the word konam, konah, or konas, harei elu kinuyim lekorban. These are synonyms or legal equivalents to the word korban. So first of all, we mentioned a neder is effective on a specific item. So he's not just saying konam or korban. He's saying this loaf of bread is like a korban to you, meaning it's usher for the other guy. Or he's saying your loaf of bread is like a konam to me, meaning it's forbidden to me, as if a korban, a sacrificial offering, would be. In other words, he's saying you can't eat it or I can't eat it through linking it to an offering, a korban, which is forbidden. The Barton Nura here explains this: these kinuyim are actually the same term in a foreign language, in an outside Eretz Yisrael language. That's actually the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara, but Reish Lakish disagrees and says these aren't necessarily foreign words at all. They're just sort of synonyms or slang terms that became legally accepted. And the Gemara says it's Lashon Chachamim, it's rabbinical terminology. So either it means the rabbis selected these words to use as synonyms, or really people were using these as slang, and the rabbi said since everyone uses these and understands what the intention is, they are legally binding terms. And sometimes the Gemara explains it's appropriate to have a slang term instead of using a more holy term. We have something like this in English where people say, oh my goodness, and they really mean to say OMG. So it's like nicer and more polite to use oh my goodness. Now the Mishnah goes on, cherech, cheref, hare elu kinuyim lecherem. These are synonyms for a cherem, a vow, which either goes to the temple or the Kohanim, in either event, it's forbidden for non-sacred use. Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, these terms, Harei Elu Kinuyim L'Nazirut, these can establish a legally binding term of Nazirhood, as we'll explain in full detail in Masechet Nazir. Mishnah goes on, Shavuta, Shikuka, Nadar B'mota, Harei Elu Kinuyim L'Shavua. These establish a Shavua, an oath that's effective on the person himself. Now, the first two sound like Shavua. Mota apparently is Aramaic for Shavua, as the Barton Ura points out. Now, Mishnah Gimel explains a bit the concept we mentioned that a neder links a specific item. Ha'omer, a man says, lo chulin, it's not chulin, non-sacred, normal, permitted food. Lo achol loch, I'm not going to eat your food. So we really understand he means the converse here. He means, since it's not, I'm treating it as not chulin. I'm treating your food as holy, sacrificial, sacred food. Therefore, I'm not eating anything of yours. Mishnah goes on with similar phrases. Lo kosher. It's not kosher. Now, it might be perfectly kosher, but he's linking it to unkosher food, which he's forbidden to eat. Lo dachei. It's not tahor. It's tamei. Tahor v'tamei. It's something that's forbidden because it's ritually impure. Notar means leftovers, but these are halachic leftovers of a korban, korbanim, sacrifices of a time limit to be consumed. Something left over the time is forbidden for consumption, even for kohanim. Pigul is a way to invalidate an offering by intending, when the kohen does the avodah, does part of the sacrificial services, if he intends to eat them or consume them outside of the normal place or the normal time, then it would be completely forbidden. Usser. So using these terms, even though they're sort of a bit of a stretch in some cases, we understand what he means is this particular item of food or the food belonging to you is linked to these items which are forbidden and is therefore forbidden. The Mishnah brings similar cases, ki'imra, like the lamb. So every day there was a korban tamid, which was typically a lamb, so he's linking it to that, which obviously as a communal offering is forbidden for everyone. Kadirim, like the chambers. So this refers to the Lishkat Eitzim, the chamber of firewood, which was used only on the Mizbeach, the altar in the temple, or Lishkat Tlaim, where they would keep the Tlay, the karbanot that they're going to use that day. Ke'etzim, like the logs of wood. So he's referring to the logs of wood on the Mizbeach, the altar in the temple. obviously forbidden for non-sacred use. Ka'ishim, or like the fire, the offerings burning on the logs. Kamizbeach, like the altar itself, can refer to the offerings on the altar. Kahechol, like the sanctuary building of the temple. So while the building itself isn't forbidden, we assume he's linking this item to the sacrificial offerings in the Hechol, in the temple. Kirushalayim, like Yerushalayim, he links something to Jerusalem. So what's the best part about Yerushalayim? God willing, we'll see it soon. The temple. The temple which brings us close to Hashem and allows human beings to use physical items to reach out and connect to the eternal and the sacred. That's the best part of Yerushalayim. God willing, we'll see it soon. So he's linking it to something like the offerings, which is forbidden. Or nadar, he makes a neder linking something ke'echad mikol mishamshim isbeach to one of the tools or vessels used in the sacrificial service. Afal pishalo, he's kir carbon. He hasn't used the word carbon itself. He's saying this is like the bowl they use to collect the blood on the mizbeach. Harei zeh nadar b'carbon. It's effectively as if he linked this item to a carbon, and his neder, his vow, is legally binding. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda has a little detail here. Ha'omer Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is just Jerusalem. Without ke Yerushalayim, like Yerushalayim, lo amar klum. He has not made a legally binding statement. You need that ke Yerushalayim to link the item to the items that are forbidden because they're sacrificial offerings in the temple in Jerusalem, or they're not forbidden. Yishar kohachem zayizot.